Nikki! Nikki, open the door now! Get your stuff now. You're not staying in this man's house 1 minute longer.
Where am I going to?
You're coming with me now before I come back.
I need to pack some clothes.
Look here, no worry about that. We can buy more. You can't buy life. We're getting you out of this house right now and going to the woman's shelter.
Ground has been broken for the expansion and renovation of the Woman Inc. Emergency Shelter in Kingston, which houses women and children who are victims of violence. The five-month-long project is being undertaken in partnership with the government, with just under $15 million in funding being provided by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. Among the amenities are bedrooms, kitchen, bathrooms, a house mother's room, consultation room, recreation and dining room, gazebo and garden area, and a reading and quiet room. The building will be configured to allow easy access for persons with disabilities. The project is also being undertaken as part of USAID's Community Empowerment Project Phase 2, COMET 2. Chief of Party for the USAID COMET 2 project, Ian McKnight, says the intention is to double the capacity at the shelter.
We anticipate that the renovation process will take about 5 or so months. We hope that at the end of it, the shelter will have the increased capacity to house more women, to rescue more women who have been abused and who have been battered.
Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony, Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Olivia Grange, says the government is committed to addressing the scourge of violence against women and children.
A lot of our women are having an extremely difficult time because of gender-based violence, because of violence against them, violence against their children, and sometimes when they're in need of shelter, it's not just one individual, but sometimes it involves the children. And so it's a matter that's really urgent.
She says the government is looking to complement efforts by Woman Inc. by establishing 3 additional shelters to provide safety and counseling for women and girls who are victims of violence.
We are committed to establishing 3 shelters, state-run shelters, across the island. Let's say 1 in every county. We, of course, will have to seek partners to make this a reality, but it will be initiated by government. We are already looking at a property in St. Mary. We are also in discussion with the Minister of Housing to identify a property in Kingston, because the facility that now exists that's operated by Woman Inc. can only accommodate a limited number.
Minister Grange is again making the call to end violence against women and children, so there will hardly be a need for protection spaces. A team of volunteers from several agencies and government partners will provide additional support for victims. The ministry will also be providing assistance to expand the 24-hour hotline operated by Woman Inc. for females who need assistance. The support will provide for additional phone lines and hiring and training of persons to answer the extensions. United States Ambassador to Jamaica Louis Moreno has joined the call, urging participation by all members of society to end violence against vulnerable groups.
It's kind of sad in a way that so many women here in Jamaica face this threat of domestic violence on a daily basis. By some measures, violence against women is even increasing in other countries. So I'm pleased to see an idea become a reality, mainly because of Women Inc. We want to enable Jamaican health and prosperity, and our position has been and will remain: violence against women must stop. The social and cultural norms that fuel these acts of violence must change.
Ambassador Moreno points out that the upgrading of the shelter will enable more victims to leave a violent situation and become survivors.
One day we must reach a place where no mother, no daughter, no sister will have to suffer the abuse that so many experience on a daily basis.
Woman Inc. is a non-governmental organization that provides counseling and other services for victims of sexual abuse and domestic violence. If you face abuse at home, or you're a victim of rape, sexual harassment in the workplace, or incest, call the 24-hour hotline in Kingston at 929-2997 or in Montego Bay at 952-9533.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.